It's time for another Hawk Report. Will Howard hurt today at practice, Jeff? Did you see the injury? How bad did it look? What are players saying about it? What was the scuttlebutt there in Latrobe on Will Howard and his throwing hand?
Yeah, none of us really saw it, including Tomlin. But it apparently happened on a quarterback center exchange, and it's not believed to be bad. It's just he put a towel over his hand as he carted out. And when I say carted out, meaning he was sitting in the front seat, not that he was in the back being carted out with a major injury. It is believed early on to be just a minor injury. Could have been a, you know, where he got his finger stoved under center.
Ooh,
and
stove.
We'll find out a little bit more tomorrow.
And you think he'll play Saturday then right now would be your guess?
My guess would be yes, but we'll see more tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, Jeff, the other big story, Will Howard's, of course, rival university, Michigan's own Roman Wilson. How did
Very
he
good.
Look? Best
this
day
is
of
best
camp?
Day.
Okay.
By far. By far his best day. He was noticeable, and for what it's worth, first play of 11-on-11 drills, he was the second receiver out there. So he made, you know, the first play, and it wasn't on that play, but he made some. He made a great catch in 7 shots where Rodgers kind of saw a window but had to throw it behind him in order for him to get it. He read it and, you know, made a diving catch behind him in the back of the end zone. It was a really nice play, and had a couple of other plays where he was just noticeable. There were times in the first week or so of camp where you just didn't even realize he was out there. Today, you knew 10 was out there.
Jeff, did you feel like him being third string on the depth chart when it was released today was a young player getting put in his place, or did you legitimately feel like there were 4 guys better than him through the first 10 days of practice?
I want to believe there's a little motivation there from Tomlin. And I would say this, I didn't notice this before practice started, and a couple of us did. When he was stretching, and you have a stretch partner for the end part, and he was with Freiermuth, and he was like fired up. Like, he was really into the practice today. Not that he wasn't into others, but like, he was really motivated, and you got to believe, even though he wouldn't say it, that designation probably stuck somewhere, or at least he knew, hey, maybe that's legit. I've got to step up my game.
How much have you known Mike Tomlin to use that depth chart as a means of motivation, as a tool, rather than something he ultimately takes pretty seriously and wants to reflect reality through the years you've had covering this team, Jeff?
Well, let's start with this. He doesn't take that depth chart very seriously. So if he can get a message out there, I think that is more prone of what he wants to do, what he wants to show by that depth chart, than anything that shows reality. I mean, not that he's going to put ridiculous things out there, but I think he would use that more for motivation than he would to say, okay, if we were going to start the season right now, this is how I'd line up.
Jeff, they did some 2-minute drill stuff today in pads. How did that go?
Yeah, Aaron looked, I mean, he just moved at his command. It was as fluid as we've seen the offense. He had the defense on their heels. And with just some simple passes, just simple, accurate passes. And then he threw one over the middle. It depends on, you get 3 different opinions. One, that Roman Wilson should have caught it. One, that Brandon Echols just made a nice play. And I think a lot of people's opinions was that if that were a real game, Echols probably got there a little early. The ball got knocked up in the air and was intercepted. So, but before that point, I mean, just it was the first time we got to see him cook, if you will, where he was just able to go out there and make some plays, and it was as good as we've seen the offense. Again, in one drill, and it's a 2-minute situation, but it looked good.
I'm contractually obligated, and just ethically speaking, because I have staked my reputation to this guy. When Jones was out there, Broderick Jones, how did he look?
Yeah, he was all right. Yeah, I think the best thing with that is he didn't notice anything.
Yeah, I was just going to say, is it with him for you, like, if you don't notice Broderick Jones, you're happier more than anything?
I mean, the one play that we saw that really was a nice move was Sawyer getting around Spencer when they just threw Spencer out on like third team as a tackle. And man, I tell you what, Sawyer's size is intriguing on the outside.
I mean, he's a huge
you just
body.
Don't realize how big he is. And you're starting to see him get more and more in the backfield. There was a botched snap, and he was right there, nearly recovered it. He had gotten into the backfield that quickly.
What is up with these botched snaps? I've heard more about botched snaps this training camp than any training camp ever with the Steelers.
Now this was a third string situation, so we're not talking about Frazier. But yeah, it was just a bad cube exchange. I think that's what Tomlin likes to.
Yeah, the cube.
Oh
the
man,
cube exchanges have not been on point.
Well,
so
he
far.
Did use CQ otherwise.
CQ exchange.
He did. He's getting a little bit more GQ. I guess.
Jeff, how about? There's a viral video right now of Rodgers going through a drill with cones and doesn't look particularly fast and not moving great. Is this just one of those things where maybe he's 41 and he's not like going 100% in every drill? Or do you notice when you watch him do these things that he does in fact look his age?
It is Aaron Rodgers doing the drill that he is instructed to do. And it's not that he's doing it half speed, but it's the drill. You know, he's going to do it. That's what the coaches want. He's going to go through it. He knows it's something good for his footwork, but I'm not going to read too much into that.
Overall, just quickly, Jeff, is it fair to say that this might have been overall, from top to bottom, player to player, the best practice the offense then has had?
It is, and I would say, other than maybe day one, the best energy we've seen overall. I mean, it was right from the beginning. You saw energy, and it stayed. And they did some lineman defensive line work twice over on the other field. So they organized the practice, I think, also to keep that energy flowing, where there wasn't a long period of time where one group was waiting or special teams or whatever. When special teams was going on, they were working other guys instead of other times where guys would get a break.
Jeff, do we have a big punter battle brewing? Corliss Waitman and Johnston, I mean, they're listed as either or on the depth chart here.
Yeah, that was interesting. I would say this, Johnston today hit four in a row and five of six over 60 yards.
Man.
I mean, he just, all out of the back of the end zone, he just pounded them. And Waitman hit one or two that were that distance, but I don't know if anybody wants to get into the punter situation, but if that was a motivator for Cam, he punted very well today for those that are watching that drill closely.
Jeff, we're going to read for you our black and gold auction house results.
Cool.
And you tell us if you think we're actually going to hit these numbers for preseason stats. Do you have them in front of you, Mulsey?
Yeah, Pony, I do have them in front of me. We did four categories, Jeff, four auction items, and obviously we bid these numbers up to where we think they're going to end up. Here's the first one. Pony bid on Will Howard preseason passing yards. He has him at over 282. How do you feel about over 282 for Will Howard's
for
preseason passing yards?
For all three games combined, Jeff.
It's all cumulative. Yeah. This is all for preseason.
Assuming the thumb is good, I like Pony's call.
Yes.
I have Caleb Johnson over 100 cumulative preseason rushing yards.
I like that one too.
Okay.
He's going to get a lot of touches.
I feel like based on what you just said about this player, Pony should be preemptively fist pumping. Roman Wilson preseason receiving yards over 43. We did this when he was seemingly still in the doghouse and we didn't know he had his best practice.
Wait, 43 total over three games?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm feeling good about that one based on today.
Last one, Mason Rudolph, who probably by rights should look like the best player on the field most of the time he's out there this preseason. His passing yardage total, Pony again pounced here, kind of quick pitched me and Donnie, over 210 passing yards for Mason Rudolph in three preseason games.
70 a game, Jeff.
I mean,
I
know they
might not play in the last game, though.
I know they want to get Will a whole bunch of looks.
Pony, you might have sacrifice one for the other.
I think you may be sweating that one by the last game. I think you might be sweating that
Can
one.
Can you imagine
the last
Donnie
game.
Pony sitting in the man cave with a glass of bourbon, pounding the coffee table because Mason didn't complete a 4-yard hitch route?
Or there's a 3rd and 10, and they just hand it off.
All right, Jeff. Our guy our guy Brian McFadden's going to be at practice tomorrow, so go over and say hi to him for us, okay?
I saw Ryan Clark today, and he was in a great mood today. He was loving life today.
Did he mention us?
He asked how everyone was at the station.
Oh, good.
He did.
All right.
Just very generally. So
thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, boys.